Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and our show today is about working with emotions from a higher consciousness perspective. We're going to be talking about how to deal with emotions and how to where we're headed with emotions. And also we'll do a little bit of work with releasing stuck emotions. So our intention is that we might all be above our emotions in love and light and not really immersed in them. We'll talk more. Before we get started, we got quite a few things happening at the Institute. We got this coming Friday, we have a cacao ceremony with Dan Hansen. Dan is an amazing flute maker. He actually makes flutes out of deer antlers and all different types of materials. He makes all different types of instruments, actually. And he's really, just profound instruments, really cool. And he plays all of them. He's got Tibetan bowls and he loops it all. And it's this Friday night at the Institute from 7 to 9:30. March 30th, and it's $30, and so you can just show up for that. We also have our retreat in Mount Shasta coming up, which is $188 right now, and that's July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and it's at Stewart Mineral Springs, so it's right on a river, beautiful place, and we just get blissed out with sound vibrations for the entire time, and then go up on the mountain on the third day and do a meditation in a vortex that I've discovered up on Mount Shasta. There's many vortexes up there, but I found one that's just like, oh my God, wee! It's intense. And so it's very, very cool. You can find that at soundhealingcenter.com. There's a link over on the where it says upcoming events, or at soundhealingcenter.com/love/Shasta, if you want to go right to it. We also have our summer intensive coming up June 5th to the 16th, which is half of the certificate program. If you want to come back for the second half, it's in August, or you can do the second half online. It's really great. It's 10 to 9:30 every day, so it's totally immersive. We get in the zone and do not come back, right? And we got about 10 different instructors teaching, and it gives you the full perspective on sound healing and vibration, everything from how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have the full 3.5 month program starting in September. Also, now we've scheduled our next sound healing conference. It's September 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And it's at Sherith Temple, which is one of the most beautiful temples in all of San Francisco. I think it's actually more beautiful than Grace Cathedral, even. It's incredible. And we're just now booking all the presenters. It will be up on the website probably in about 2 weeks, but you can put it on your calendar now, September 21st to the 24th. It'll be our 7th sound healing conference, and they are just really a lot of fun. Right? We also have the sound healing program online. It starts about every 2 weeks. I think the next one's April 3rd or around April 10th you could start. And it works really well. If you can't make it out, it's actually, we did this class on releasing stuck emotions in detail today, and people were in tears. It was just really beautiful what we did today. And it really worked quite well. I mean, it's nice to play with our toys here at the Institute, but if you can't make it, you can't make it. And it's with live instructors or by video. And that's, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's all Pacific time. Or you can watch videos anytime or do a combination. So that's the Sound Healing Certificate. The Sound Healing Certificate is the first semester of the associate degree program, so you can always continue into the degree if you want to continue. In the degree, we just go much deeper. We get into different aspects of understanding healing and consciousness. We also learn about acupuncture points for tuning forks. We also get into research, and just have a lot of fun working on each other. So that's the degree program for the sound healing. We also have our audio recording program. We've got a four-month intensive in July, which is 4 days a week and a couple of nights a week in July. And that teaches you how to record, mix, and produce music. So we also have a music theory component where you learn about theory and music production as well as learning how to record. And we also have that online. I'm hoping to start that in April again. We just finished the semester, online semester, so we're ready. We got a couple of people. We just need a couple more, and then we'll start it in April. And it works really well online because you can see my screen and hear what I'm mixing in real time. And so you just have to have some program, either Pro Tools, Logic, or Ableton, or any program that records, because the way we teach it transfers to any program. Completely separate program than the sound healing program. And so those are the main things happening, events coming up. We've also got our therapy center where we can find your home note, where you're at peace and where your whole system flourishes, right? It's what we do is we play each of the 12 notes and find which one makes you the most peaceful, calm, and centered. And I have to see you, so we do it on a webcam, and because I've been doing it for about 10 years now, so I've got really good at it. The first thing you see when you see somebody is how scattered or stable they are. The second thing you see is how fast or slow their metabolism is. You can see by how fast they move, how fast they talk. And that's what we're looking for, is your speed, your rhythm. And then we give you a CD and the key of you to entrain you back into you. We also do voice analysis, which is more about finding what's wrong. And then we resonate that into harmony. And we use the voice analysis harmony software, which we also sell. And we have another training meeting for that if you wanted to buy the actual software. We have a training meeting April 21st for the next round. And, oh, also in the store, we have a sale going on until Tuesday right now. Just about everything's 10% or 15% off my books and CDs, and the sound lounges, sound tables are on sale. We got everything in the store is on sale, which you can find at soundoflove.com. Right? And then after you buy it, then we refund the difference, right? If you have any questions, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me at 415-777-2486. Or you can find everything on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. So those are the things happening here. We also have our Sound Healing Research Foundation, which is soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, where we have different treatment plans. We have tons of research papers from the field. We also have various projects that we're working on that looks like we might have funding here really soon. And you can join for like just $20 for a year or $50 for a lifetime membership. Okay. Okay, that's what we have going on. So when it comes to emotions, emotions are really well associated with music and sound. music, it's kind of like music, a emotion that flows is like a song that flows and ends on the home note where you're at peace and complete. That's like a complete emotion. You don't ever think about it again, right? The problem happens musically with emotions is they get stuck. Stuck, right? Sometimes for an entire lifetime. So it's like a broken record. Or there can be stressful emotions that are like, kind of like it really is stressful. It doesn't really flow very well, right? But the worst is completely stuck. Or repeating, stuck and repeating, stuck, stuck, stuck. But emotions are also like sounds. What I call the negative emotions are sounds that they're associated with sounds that break down your system, like fear. Ah! You run that sound for days on end, and it's going to break down your whole body. In fact, it could kill you. If you run anger, it will break down your system over time. If you run anxiety, it's not good for your nervous system. It's not good for anything. Those chaotic vibrations break down your system and actually will kill you over a long time. Actually, one person, Fabian Mamon, said 7 years of running negative emotions is what it takes before it becomes a major disease. So you got a little bit of time, right? But the deal is, you know, emotions are cool as long as you don't run them too long. I mean, and then I think, okay, how long is too long? A year? A month? A day, an hour, 5 minutes. We're really, really not meant to feel bad. I think 5 minutes is plenty of time to run a negative emotion. You don't want to resist them. Let it in when it comes, but don't hang out there, right? And there's ways you can transform it and let it go, or there's ways you can transmute it, which means changing it into a positive emotion. When it comes to consciousness, the first step is to feel your emotions. If you're not feeling anything, you're dead already, right? You've got to feel your emotions. It's funny, I came up today. There's two main things that stop us from feeling our emotions, probably many others, but these are the two big ones. Trauma, too much to feel, and business. Trauma and business. Business is like working too hard in the head all the time, right? Out of the body, not feeling. Very efficient, not feeling. There's a lot of people not feeling anything. Doesn't seem to be a real big problem around here at the Institute. Most people, in fact, I don't think I've ever had anybody. I mean, but there's people that have little blockages here and there, of course, and don't feel certain things. But people that come to the Institute, they're feeling a lot. Often they're quite emotional. Yeah, doesn't seem to be a big problem around here. But that's the first step. You've got to feel stuff, right? If you're resisting an emotion, that's as bad as running emotion over and over and over, right? It's like, no, 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 right? It's really not good for you. And it's like you, it's bypassing. If you bypass an emotion, it's going to get you into butt. It's going to come around and get you at another time. Just waiting for the right time to pop back up and nip you into bootum. Right? So once an emotion gets in, the next step is to move it on out, to let it go. But, you know, I've talked about letting go as simply going to a higher place, going to love, going to a place where you can breathe. It's like I was talking to my friend yesterday. Imagine what it would feel like if you had already let go. And she said, wow, I can breathe. I can breathe now. Right? But the problem is emotions often get, especially over time, they get embedded in the cells and especially in the muscles, they say. Some people say they even get embedded in the bones. I wouldn't doubt they get embedded throughout the body when you run them. It's like the body contorts and creates physical matter that is actually a result of these emotions. If you're running fear, after a while, the kidneys kind of start getting a little dilapidated, but probably the whole body, right? So it gets embedded, if not physically, energetically in the physical body. So by doing sound, it can help transform that physical component of the emotion. I mean, it's pretty easy. Well, not that it can be easy to get rid of emotions and let them go, right? Could be just as simple as saying, I am not that emotion. I am a pure, stable frequency. I am a soul. I am a point of awareness. And I am universal love. And those are perfectly at peace, just watching the emotion, right? So that's a good way just to transform it right there. But if it's in you cellularly, there's a few techniques we have. Let me just share a couple of them right now. If you want to work with them, join in here, feel free. Think of an emotion that you would like to let go of, something that keeps coming up in your life, something that's not resolved, maybe from childhood. The first technique is to make the sound of the emotion and slowly transform it into a beautiful, harmonious emotion or a sound. Let me make the sound. Let me demonstrate. Okay, it's like this. I'm just going to do it for a short time. Okay, the sound of the emotion can be really intense. You always want to set sacred space and protect your space when you're doing this. Ask from help from your higher beings, higher ascended master. I'd say the three A's, ascended masters, archangels, and positive aliens. And set sacred space. We set sacred space now. Because you don't want to imprint these sounds into the room you're in. Okay. So we're going to do the negative sounds. I'm going to slowly transform from it into positive. Okay, I already did this morning, so I'm pretty far along. Okay. If you do it slow enough, you got to do it slow enough so that the subconscious believes that it got transformed. Sometimes what happens is you just kind of go to this place of peace and harmony, love and light, and you're just seeing the emotion from a higher perspective. Other times it actually gets transformed. It's a very cool technique. When you're upset or frustrated or any emotion, you can transform it just like that and get to a place of peace. And that peace is really healthy. All of the higher emotions and all of the body works from a place of peace and consistent vibration. That's what we're trying to get back to. Get back to home, where we're ourselves, our own vibration. Now, there's another technique that one that I just did is really good, especially if you got resistance to an emotion. It's also really good if you've got something you're resisting. But it's not good for fear and anxiety. Because I don't believe making the sound of fear, anxiety is very helpful, especially anxiety. I mean, it can bring up anxiety by making the sound of it, because it'll get your nervous system buzzing. If someone's having a panic attack, do not tell them to make the sound of how they're feeling. That is really not good. The next technique, though, is to not make the sound of the emotion. So this one's really good for fear and anxiety. This one is to make the sound that the part of the body that's holding the emotion wants you to make. First, you have to track down where it is stored in your body. Sometimes it may be hard. Other times it's pretty obvious. It's like my neck's kind of a little tense right now, or it's in my stomach, or a little pain over here. I bet you that's where it's, what's going on, right? Sometimes it's through the whole body. I mean, you could resort to the Chinese medicine where you say, okay, the kidneys hold fear. The liver holds anger. And grief is stored in the blood. So you could use that system, but often you can tell where an emotion is being held in the body. Then you make the sound that that part of the body wants. Either to break it up. Ah! Or to harmonize it. Right? So listen for where in your body this emotion is being held. And let's make the sound that the body would like. And I'll do it on myself now. Hainiu, Hainiu, Hainiu. Often when you're in an emotion, you're not in your body. So I often like to go to grounding, which is what I just did. That's a really good one. You can also use crystal bowls while you're doing this. You can use Tibetan bowls. Didgeridoo can be really good for helping. Or if you have any music that you can use, that you like that might be good, you can use that. I've got a song here called Emotional Stress Relief that I put together. And it actually has quantum frequencies embedded in it for emotional stress relief. It's called ESR. And so if you have any emotions that you want to release, focus on releasing them while listening to this song and see if that works. Okay, enjoy ESR. Thank you. It's all about going to peace and flow, right? Going back to peace and flow instead of the chaos that emotions often are, at least the lower emotions. Another really good technique is to tune in to higher beings, ascended masters, archangels, aliens, positive aliens, I should say, Hathors, Arcturians, Andromedans, Sirians, Palladians. Tune into a higher being and let them make the sound through you to release the emotion. Let me do Kuan Yin to release this frustration I've had the last week. I already worked on it this morning, so it's not much left. Okay. Choose also, if you can't think of a higher being, I mean, you can use like nature or animals or animal sound, animal beings. You could use divas of the different elements. You could use ancestors, could use whatever comes to you. Or you can just say, I call in the highest being who is the very best at working with exactly what I have going on. Just get the best one, right? Or you can just be open and call in any being for your highest good. Got to be for your highest good. Okay, so I'm going to do Kuan Yin and bring her through for releasing these emotions. These higher beings know exactly how to rework the energy in your body and actually release it. You can also just go directly to source. Let source do it. Let source come through your voice. Let source release the emotion. And see what sound comes through there. So the first step to zoom back out is to feel your emotions. The second step is, once you get a stuck emotion in there, use those techniques to release it. But Alice Bailey talks about different initiations for dealing with emotions. The first initiation is to get off the roller coaster of emotions and just watch them. Just be the witness. You are not the emotions. You're just checking them out. You are, again, a point of awareness that is completely still, no emotions at all. We are a point of awareness, just watching the whole thing. We are the witness. And that witness is completely peaceful. So get off the roller coaster. Less attachment to emotions. At least the emotions that are breaking our body down. All right? The second initiation is going into the mental body connected to source and really transmuting the emotions. The best example is compassion transmuting anger. What I commonly think when think, right? It's a mental process. I think, what brought them to do the crazy thing they're doing to the world or to me? What brought them to do it? And the answer is always, they are entrained into the craziness of our society for thousands and thousands of years. Greed, selfishness, anger, fear, anxiety, not to mention people starving, not having shelter or education, right? Or food, just food, the most important, starving. It's not anybody's fault. It's the craziness of this planet that has entrained people into these energies, not to mention our language, which is based on judgment. Not all of it, but a lot of our language is really, the basis of language is making differences, right? So it even causes problems as well, especially in communication. So it's nobody's fault. So whenever I get upset or frustrated or start to get angry, I immediately think, it's not their fault. It's nobody's fault, ever. And then immediately switch it into compassion, right? And the anger doesn't get in, I don't need to release it. Nip it in the bud, right? That's the deal. It's really good when you get to the point where you're just hanging out in compassion. You don't even have to think about it. You just naturally have compassion when someone does something weird, so to speak. So it's really great to be able to transmute, which is quite different. Really important. It's really quite different than bypassing. You know, if you just say, you know, I'm just going to forget about it. Again, it's going to come get you in the butt. It's going to come around another day and stick its little angry head out and say, here's another opportunity for you to resolve this. We love you. Right? So that's the second initiation. The third initiation is to go into spirit, where you're in love and light all the time, and drop the emotional body altogether. The books I've been reading, they say the masters think of emotion as silly illusions. But we're not talking about just dropping the emotional body completely. What we're really talking about is being in the emotion of light. Because I don't think you can completely drop the emotional body. It's also not identifying with your emotional body anymore. You are not your emotions. You are pure love and light. That is your spirit. That is your soul. That is your essence. And it is a completely, profoundly stable, peaceful frequency and divine flow. And really healthy for you, right? Being in the energy of, you could run the roller coaster of gratitude, compassion, love, joy, gratitude, compassion, or my favorite, where I think we're all headed, is bliss. Whee! You come back and do gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then you do bliss again. Whee! Until it's more and more just bliss. Whee! Occasionally coming back and going, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's the roller coaster to be on. Instead of fear, anger, just so easy. All these other emotions of anxiety, it's like, oh my God, stress. It's like, it's so rampant in our society, especially in the city. It's so compacted. It's so easy to get entrained into it by other people or just the astral field, right? Nobody's fault. So ultimately, that's where we're all going to be, is in this bliss where we don't even have to release anything, right? We're not there yet, though. So sometimes it's nice to have these techniques to be able to transform the emotions into more stable peace. Whether it's making the sound and transforming it slowly, making the sound of the part of the body, or calling in the higher beings, let them do it, right? This is kind of the whole perspective. It's interesting because the highest perspective of dropping the emotional body is really, it's almost the same as not feeling at all. From one perspective, but it isn't. It's really quite different. Because there are people that will go to this higher state of love and light and not focus on their shadow side and then go kick the dog or kick their neighbor, right? So you got to watch out for that shadow side. You can't just bypass the stuff. But going to the light gives you more energy and more focus and more wherewithal to be able to transform the shadow. So it's not a bad thing to just go there, you know. It's also really good for anxiety and fear to just simply go there. So I want to play Water of Life. We might just skip the first minute or two of Water of Life so we can get to the end, because I think this is 11 minutes, so we don't quite have time for it. So we'll come in like about two minutes into the song, because this song is, I find, really helpful. If I've got any emotion, I can go on the sound table with this song and it's gone within 10 minutes. So tune in to this song to transform any emotions you have left that are not serving you. no longer attached to emotions. Peaceful, calm, and still. Hold that energy into the night, through the week, through the months and years and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.